BetSmart principles of punting success. What is your edge? I spoke in one of our earlier principles about how racing is a competitive game. It's your opinion and actions against others in the betting market. Every time you choose to bet, you're pitting your judgment and opinion against the elite players. There's no lower level competition where it's easier to win. The very best and the very worst punters are all competing on a level playing field. It's the quality of your judgment compared to everyone else's that's going to determine how successful you are. So to win, you need to have a game plan of how you're going to find and maintain a profitable edge. How will you go about finding horses to back that are a better price than their real chance of winning? Because remember, that's the aim of making your selections and betting decisions. It's not enough to just pick up the form guide or these days load it to your PC and haphazardly go through it without a clear plan of what you're looking for, just backing horses you like, in inverted commas, because the reality is that the reasons we like a horse often aren't correlated to value and a profitable edge at all. You have to ask yourself, is it really enough to be just going through backing horses I like to say that that's going to put my judgment ahead of the intelligence of the market and help me to make a profit? So the question you need to ask yourself is, what is my edge? How am I going to back horses with a better chance than the price that I take? What do those horses and scenarios look like? How am I going to recognize them? What are the reasons I will like a horse and know that those reasons are actually related to betting value? There are so many ways you can go about that. There's so much racing and there's so many different angles available to carve out a competitive edge. It's important to remember that no one is the smartest on every race. You need to find your niche, the group of horses you can find with a profitable edge each year from more than 15,000 races that are run in Australia each season. There can be a stack of different principles or ideas that you use to find your bets. It's not just about having one idea, but it's about knowing what those ideas are, finding those horses, and having the discipline to ignore the other races and the other horses that don't fit. Don't fall into the trap of just backing horses you like if the reasons don't actually fit with the game plan of finding your edge. So viewing the game of punting in this way gives you structure, gives you clarity, and it gives you consistency in your approach, and that's the foundation of winning as a punter. And it's not about mechanical fixed rules or having horses having to meet rules before you back them. It can be completely intuitive. Having the skill and the knowledge and experience to be able to read a race, do the form, and use your experience to identify the scenarios that you feel confident, you know, offer a profitable edge. And just to be clear on the reasons why that's the case, be clear that those reasons are consistent with your game plan. You can use more scientific principles as well. You can use ratings and a knowledge of how the betting market behaves, where the inefficiencies are, you know, that can help a horse to be better value than the average. We've covered plenty of those in articles so far. We've looked at certain form stats, barriers, trainers, jockeys, and general principles. A lack of understanding about what your edge is in betting just leads to inconsistency. It leads to spending time on a race and then finding something because subconsciously you feel like you should be able to find something to back. Those bets are far less likely to be profitable and they're just going to detract from your overall result. In my case, I like to work around top-rated horses using our WPR ratings that have the right scenario to repeat or even improve on their recent rating, and they're offered at a price to me that feels like it offers an edge. I don't have any great science in pricing or a hard-nosed approach to, you know, whether a horse is unders or overs. There's so many different variables in that, which I've covered in our article on that topic. You know, you can build a profitable edge around a whole range of different things. You can build an edge around favourites, who are, you know, among the easiest horses to profit from. You can build an edge betting against suspect favourites, you know, following certain stables around horses that like to lead, around horses that have just one or two characteristics that the market tends to undervalue, like we've shown in some of our articles. There are so many different ways. You can have multiple strategies, multiple things that you're looking for in different sort of scenarios. The key is just to understand what they are and structure your work to find those races and find those horses. So I really encourage you to think about how you go about selecting your bets now and ask yourself the question, what is my edge? what is it about the horses I choose that actually makes them value? If you can't answer that question with some clarity, then you really do need to think it through, because this game is super competitive, it's tough to win, and the punters that succeed are the ones that have a clear idea about how they're going to develop and maintain their edge over the betting market. And these days, anything less than that just doesn't cut it.